We talk about the importance of local news coverage here on WEMU frequently and the value of bringing you NPR News. This is Lisa Berry, and to add to that conversation, I'm joined now by Edith Chapin, executive editor of NPR News, who is in studio with me right now. Hello.
Hello. Good to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Recent radio research concluded that for local news, Americans embrace digital. We know that, but they still want that strong community connection. Can you speak a little bit about the importance of local news?
Well, news happens in places, of course, and so it's really important for civic engagement, for citizens to be informed about what's going on in their community. It's the only way they can be engaged not only in the political process, but just in civic activity in their neighborhood, whether it's questions about the local library or schools. Everything that affects your life in the most immediate way is local, and having access to that information and being able to have credible information that's holding people to account, that's what civic engagement is, you know, foundationed on.
You worked at CNN for 25 years. NPR, how long have you been at NPR now?
I've been at NPR 7.5 years.
7.5 years. So what changes have you seen in the way listeners and readers are getting their news?
Well, I think, as you suggested, it is, you know, digital technology has changed it, but the importance is meeting the audience where they are and to find them in ways that are convenient to them so that it isn't just about appointment listening or viewing around 6:30 network television news, which it was 30-some years ago. And some people still find that useful, but it's using all the platforms to find the audiences in ways that are useful to them, because everybody's lives are busy and everybody's lives are scheduled in different ways. And so whether you need the news to get your day started or at the end of the day to make sense of it all, or, you know, little updates in between so that you know what's happening with traffic or what's happening in your area with weather, all of these things are important, but you also need to know what your local officials are doing, and all of that connects to the bigger world.
Let's talk about those platforms you just mentioned. Is digital the big way to get your information now? I'm a longtime radio broadcaster, so it's in my heart, it's in my soul. I feel strongly about the role that local radio still plays. But where are you seeing that people are getting a lot of their information from now?
I think digital should no longer be determined as or declared a separate thing. I think it's all one and the same. It's all just mechanisms to distribute the information. And so good old-fashioned radio, for those that have it, we absolutely need to be robust in that. But that same content and same information can be put out simultaneously on your phone, and that's digital.
Right.
And so calling it digital or not digital seems now a distinction without a difference. That has really changed over the last 15 years. And so I think it's important that we emphasize the content, and if the information is good, how we push it out to you and how you receive it as a citizen, that's a secondary question. But the content has to be good, it has to be credible, it has to be something that people find necessary and relevant in their life. Being informed and having access to good quality information is really important. And as someone who, you know, is involved in an organization, we must continue to provide quality news that's relevant to people. And then when people need to sort of take a little bit of a break from it, I think that's understandable. I think we all feel that way. But it needs to be always available for people when they need it.
Take us behind the scenes a bit at NPR. What's it like? What's job one there at the National Public Radio?
Job one is making sense of it all, because so much happens in the world. And so, you know, there's a reason the program that started NPR is called All Things Considered. And when you start with that as a premise, it's sort of daunting. And, you know, everything can be considered and everything needs to be explained. So we need to do our best job in the course of a day and of a week and of a month and of the year of giving that well-rounded picture. And that means, you know, yes, political news from the nation's capital. Yes, it means covering the entire country and reflecting and sounding like America from all corners of America. But it also means bringing to the world and showing where things happening around the world are similar to or different than people's own experience. It also means an emphasis on science reporting, something that a lot of news organizations don't do. It means telling you about what's happening in popular culture and what's happening in books and what's happening in all kinds of areas that you might not think are interesting, but if we tell it in compelling ways, you go, oh, did you hear that on NPR, or did you know that? And that's when we know we've done our job well, when people think, I didn't know that. I didn't think I would be interested in it. And wow, that was informative and relevant to my experience.
Recently, going over some Pew Research Center information, and they declared that NPR is proving to be one of the more stable news sources in 2019. And we talk about that a lot here on WEMU, fact-based independent media. Is that something that you're proud of there, or people you want to reemphasize for listeners?
We take that very seriously, but we feel we have to earn that trust and that commitment with every story that we do, every hour, every day. That's not something that we can ride on and coast away on. That has to be earned with everything we do, and we take that seriously.
How do you do that? How do listeners know who to trust in this day of mass media exposure?
I believe you have to sample a variety of media sources and compare, and you know, it does require work, and that's part of civic engagement. And a lot of people would prefer if you didn't have to do the work, but I think that is necessary. You have to make up your own mind by comparing lots of different choices, and nobody has time to, you know, go through 8 or 10 sources, but you need to get your news and information from more than one source to be able to sort of say, I understand why I trust this one more than that one. And it does require work.
You see a good future for NPR. We're seeing local newspapers continuing to lay people off, local television stations shrinking their operations. But do you see a bright future for National Public Radio?
I think there's a tremendous opportunity. Clearly, what's happening in local journalism across the country is a tragedy. Those jobs lost at newspapers will not be absorbed one for one in public media, but there is an opportunity for the supporters of public media to make a statement about how valuable public media is, which will allow public media, public radio organizations to step up and hire some of those people and do more community reporting, which again is all about holding people to account and finding a connection that's relevant in your community. And I think that's a real opportunity. There is growth potential, because what's great about public radio is that knitting together of local, national, and international, which is hard to find in other news organizations across the country. Major national news organizations parachute into communities for a moment, and then they're gone. Public radio gives you that opportunity to have all three in one on a consistent basis, and that's very special. And I believe that's why our supporters, our listeners, our readers online, people who follow social media and of public media organizations, they value all of that. And that's our distinct advantage.
And that's what we're all about here at WEMU, Community Connection. Edith Chapin, Executive Editor of NPR News, thank you so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.